أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين. As explained yesterday, one of the evils of the Jewish people was that they used to say that they have got enmity, they hate Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, because he brought the commands of Allah which were difficult for them, because he brought the azab of Allah Ta'ala. But this was really the enmity of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, because Allah had sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and whatever commands he came with, he came by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And this, perhaps for us, it is inconceivable that a person can be the enemy of Jibreel alayhi salam and without realizing it, thereby being the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. But this happens to a person when he goes towards the disobedience of Allah. His mind becomes completely topsy-turvy and he thinks completely negative. The whole world will know that he's doing wrong, but he'll be convinced I'm doing right. And this is the great danger of gunas. And whether they are small gunas, like things that we might think that just taking part in sports, watching kuffar sports, there is nothing wrong, but this leads also to very good, worse things later. For example, a person smokes and he says that it is not haram, it doesn't matter. But this also leads him to a lot of other evils later. All the small things lead to such things that a person cannot imagine, and where he goes completely upside down. Like the Jews, what wrongs they had done, and they came to this stage. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is Allah Ta'ala. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the message of Allah and gave it to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and it was by the command of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Then in this ayat, the second part of the ayat, Allah explains three great qualities of the Quran Sharif. And if they just had considered even any one of these qualities also, they should have accepted it wholeheartedly, even if bafarze mahal, what was impossible, they thought that Jibreel alayhi salam is their enemy, they would still have accepted it from him. The first is musaddiqan lima bayna yaday. Ye kitab sachcha batane wala hai us kalam ka jo uske pehle se hai. This is the kitab that testifies to the truth of all the kitabs that came before. From the beginning, whatever kitabs Allah had revealed, and the Torah, which was the kitab of the Jews, and they accepted that, and the Quran Sharif testifies to the truth of that. So that should be enough reason for them to accept the Quran Sharif. Even if they think that Jibreel alayhi salam brought it, and even if they think, though wrongly, that he is their enemy, but still, because it testifies to their own kitab, they should have believed in it. وَهُدًا or راہ دکھاتا ہے. And the second quality of this kitab, the Quran Sharif, it shows you the path, the straight path, the path that leads to Allah, the path that leads to Jannah, the path that saves a person from Jahannam, the path that in this world it guarantees a wonderful life and a good life for a person. And even an enemy, if he shows you such a path, then you should even accept it from the enemy. Though he might be your enemy, but he's showing you the straight path, and it is actually the straight path, then you should even accept that from him. So this was also this wrong belief of theirs that Jibreel alayhi salam is their enemy, this was also totally wrong. And even if he was, when he's showing you such a straight path, you should have accepted. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ or خُشْخَبْرِي sunata hai iman walo ko, and this is a kitab that gives clear tidings to the believers. And the believers are those people who believe in actual hard facts and reality. Allah is a reality and a fact. To believe in Allah is you become a mu'min. Akhirat, the life of the qabr, these are hard facts and realities. Just to accept them, that is what makes a person a believer. And the Quran Sharif is bushra lil mu'mineen. It gives glad tidings for those people. And it gives them good, great consolement. When a person has got proper belief in Allah, his heart is at ease. The world can say everything upside down, other things. The world can be in turmoil. But he's got iman on Allah, and he knows my Allah is not influenced by all the turmoil in the world. My Allah is in control of all the conditions in the world. And when a person has got his yaqeen on Allah, then his heart is at ease. Outwardly, he might be part of all that turmoil, but his heart will be at ease that my Allah, it is everything to do with my Allah. Whatever new world order can come, no matter what other conspiracy theories there can be, or whatever actual planning people are doing and plotting, but Allah is above all this. Dajjal is there and he will come, but my Allah is greater than Dajjal also. Dajjal is a big fitna, but in front of my Allah, he is nothing whatsoever. So when a person has that yaqeen of Allah, then he has got this great comfort in his heart. And this is what the Quran Sharif gives. So Allah means hereby, O Jews, why don't you still accept it? And for us is the lesson that we are also influenced by all other things in the world. Today with the internet, we are so much, we're giving ourselves, we are exposing ourselves to what all the kuffar are saying. And we are getting convinced the experts are saying these things. So we have to accept what the experts say. And what Allah is saying, that we forget. What the government is saying, what the authorities are saying, we have to accept that. We have to go by that. But Allah's government and Allah's authority, we forget about that. So we should always realize, and the Quran Sharif is that great kitab. Well, the Jews did not even believe in their own kitab. They said they believed, but in actual fact they did not even believe in their own kitab. We have got the greatest kitab. So we should show our great affinity, our great love, our great devotion to the kitab. We should ask ourselves that yesterday one day passed, did I read the Quran Sharif? Just the mere, the basic reading is also so important. But did I do that? Today will I be reading my Quran Sharif? And Quran Sharif we should be reading, and ulama have written great kitabs of the etiquette of the Quran Sharif, how it should be read, with what passion and with what devotion we should be reading Quran Sharif, what is our relationship. Let us not look only at the Jews, at what they did, but let us see what is our condition also. So this Quran Sharif, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, it testifies to the truth of all the original kitabs which were sent before. Hudan, it is a guide, a perfect guide. وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it gives clear tidings to the believers. May Allah let us appreciate our whole deen, our masjids, our Quran Sharif, all our namaz. What great, great treasures Allah has given us. Let us not ignore it. Let us not take it for granted. But let us really appreciate it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.